beginning of Masechet Avodah Zarah and Av Gimel comments on the pasuk in Chumash Vayera Vahivaka Yom Hashishi, that the implication, the mashmois of that phrase is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, tonight Hisna HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maisa Bereshis, he made a condition, he made a clause that only if the Jewish people will accept the Torah on Shavuos, then he will retain Shamayim Ba'aretz, and if they won't, if Bnei Yisrael won't accept the Torah at Har Sinai, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu threatens that he's going to be machzor the world back to Tohu Vavohu. So the whole Shamayim Ba'aretz were a little bit shaky until Maimon Har Sinai, and then after Matan Torah, Bnei Yisrael accepted the Torah, and everything was there to stay. How exactly do you see this in the phrase Vayera Vayvaki Yom Hashishi? So Rashi HaChumash understands it to mean, thank you very much, Rashi HaChumash interprets the Gemara to mean that the Torah was given on the 6th of Sivan. This is problematic because the Gemara Masechet Shabbos has a machlokes hatanoim. How do you make the calculation of when the Torah was given? And the maskana seems to be, we assume the Torah was given on the 7th of Sivan that year. It was the 50th day after Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it turned out to be the 7th of Sivan. That's in fact the famous problem that the Magen Avraham quotes, the Kasha that Magen Avraham discussed. How can we say on Shavuos Man Matan Torah Seinu? It doesn't correspond. At the time of Kabbalah, Satara Torah was given on the 7th of Sivan, so why do we, by us, we have on the 6th of Sivan? What do you say? Okay, so it could be that's the Torah. Okay, but that's what the Magen Avraham asks. So that's what his teretz is based on, that assumption. But he has more. He quotes the Rama Mipanu. He has more. So Rashi, man, yeah, doesn't necessarily have to mean the same day, calendaric day. Man, that's the season of the year. Yeah, the Pashto is like that. Anyway. So that's the kasha that the Mefarshim ask on Rashi's interpretation of Chumash. Vayera Vayvaka Yom Hashishi is an allusion. Yom Hasheni, Yom Hashlishi, Yom Ravi. It doesn't say with the Hei Hayidiyah. Only Yom Hashishi with the Hei Hayidiyah. The famous, the sixth day of Sivan is by Chula Shamayim Ba'aretz. The world had a kiyum because of the Yom Hashishi, because of the sixth of Sivan. So that's problematic, the way Rashi says. So rather, the Medrash Tanchuma on the Pasuk also quotes this Agada from the Gemara, that the phrase in the Pasuk has the mashmos that tonight hisna kodesh bocha maise bereshis, that it should only have a kima for Yisrael and Makabala Torah. So the Medrash Tanchuma understands it from the hay, that the hay is meyutor, should really say Yom Shishi, like all the others say, all the other days, because Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, doesn't say Yom Hasheni, Yom Hashlishi. The extra hay is an allusion to the Chamishu Chamishu Torah. Also problematic, Chamishu Chamishu Torah were not given a Har Sinai, Aseres HaDibros was given, so what's up is the hay of Chamishu Chamishu Torah. It's a problem. That was a tradition that the Gemara had, that Tanai Hisna Kodes Bochum Maisa Bereshis, that Shemayim Boretz should only remain standing if Bnei Yisrael are going to be Mekabel HaTorah. Rashi in the first pasuk in Bereshis quotes also Maimon Chazal, that Bereshis means Bishvil Yisrael and Bishvil HaTorah Bishvil Moshe Rabbeinu. The show is so because the pasuk in Yirmiyah says Kodesh Yisrael Hashem Reishis Tvuasai, and Yisrael are known as Reishis, like the Truma from all the people in the world, Reishis. And the Torah is also Hashem Karnani Reishis Darko, is a pasuk in Mishlei. So the Torah is also called Reishis. So Reishis Baro Elokim Es Hashemayim Esaretz means Bishvil Yisrael, Bishvil HaTorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world on the understanding, the whole purpose of the Bria was that Bnei Yisrael should be Mekabel HaTorah at Har Sinai. The question is, it doesn't necessarily mean Limud HaTorah. You can say Yiddishkeit. The Bnei Shalom had a goal, he had a purpose in creating the world. So it doesn't necessarily prove, these Mamar Chazal don't necessarily indicate that the world continues to function in the schus of Limud HaTorah. Maybe it means just Torah Mitzvahs. So that's, but there are other Gemaras where the Gemara, many Midrashim understand this to mean, no, it means Bishvil Limud HaTorah. That Talmud Torah Keneged Kula means that you get more schar for doing Talmud Torah than you get for doing all of the other mitzvahs mentioned earlier in that Mishnah in Peah. There are other Talmud Torah Keneged Kula goes on schar, that you get more schar for Liman HaTorah. But where does it say that the Liman HaTorah is what keeps the world going? So that's what the Gemara has a pasuk in Yeshaya. The pasuk says, Melo Brisa Yom Valayla Chukka Shemayim Va'aretz Lo Yisomti. So if not for the Bris, Yom Valayla, I wouldn't have created. Well, what do you mean? So the Gemara itself has in different places different interpretations. one mocker, one place. The Mishnah in the Dorm says it goes on Bris Milah. If not for the mitzvah of Bris Milah, the Rebbeinu Shlomo would have not created the world. How exactly is Bris Milah Yom of Alayla? Bris Milah is only by Yom. You mean the effects of the Bris Milah are there Yom of Alayla. You don't perform the Bris Milah. So that's a Mishnah in the Dorim. Understands not Bris Yom of Alayla refers to the Gedolah Milah, the greatness of the mitzvah of Milah that it keeps the world going. The Gemara in another place interprets and Labrisi refers to Karbanos. Labrisi Amalad refers to Karbanos that are brought. Some Karbanos are brought in the nighttime. Haktoras Emurim can take place at night. And the Gemara in the third place understands that Pasuk as referring to Limud HaTorah. Labrisi Amalad, Chok Shmai Vosloi Samti, if not for the fact that Bnei Yisrael continue to learn Torah all by day and by night, the world wouldn't continue to exist. That the continued learning of the Torah by Bnei Yisrael is what keeps the world going. That was the premise of Rav Chaim Volozhiner when he founded Volozhiner Yeshiva. So he wanted people to be learning 24 hours around the clock. So whoever learned in the daytime, he insisted they have to sleep at night. He didn't want Mishugoyim to stay up all night in the crazy hours, like doctor's hours. So he said whoever learned in the daytime has to go to sleep and get a good night's sleep. And whoever learned at night had to go to sleep in the daytime. He wanted Nitra. Also they had around the clock. So he said that's why the Rebbeinu Shlomo was kind to us and the world is a globe. So when we're sleeping, there are Jews on the other side of the world who are learning Torah. When they're sleeping, so we're learning Torah. When it's night by us, it's day by them. But he wanted that his yeshiva, Volozhiner Yeshiva, should be able to maintain the whole world on its own merits. So that's why he wanted to have people learning Torah all the time. So they should say, Matzah Yom Kippur, when everyone ran to eat food, they were all starving, so Abchaim Volozhiner would sit and learn the Beis Medrash until they had finished benching and they came back to learn, so then he would go say Havdalah and he would start eating. On Shabbos afternoon, the minig is that you don't learn in public between Mincha and Ma'ariv, Shabbos Shudas time, because Moshe Rabbeinu died on Shabbos, and we have a din in the Gemara, Chochem Shemeis, Beis Midrash Batel, and Moshe Rabbeinu is everybody's Rebbe. So you're not allowed to have public learning, public shiur. That's why the minig is in all the shuls that between Mincha and Ma'ariv and Shabbos afternoon, either you learn Pirkei Avos, or you say Tilim, or the Rav gives Adrasha. He doesn't give a shiur. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. That's an old minig. Tosfos quotes it from the Gaonim, and the Ramah quotes it in Hilchos Shabbos, that you don't give a shiur in Halacha between Mincha and Ma'ariv. Other shuls, they don't have that minig, so they do give a shiur. But in Shulchan Aruch, in Eastern Europe, I don't know, it's Western Europe, I'm not sure, but in Eastern Europe that apparently was the minhag, that they didn't give a public shiur between Mincha and Ma'ariv. So Volozhiner also, they would be learning Musa, whatever, so Rav Chaim Volozhiner would single out two bachim who would learn. Soloveitchik told us who they were, I forgot their names, he said he singled out two bachim, they should learn Chosha Mishpat. Well, everybody else is eating Shalosh Shudas and singing Zmiras, whatever, he had two people, they should learn real Torah, to make sure that the Torah is learned 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all year long, that they should keep the world going. Rav Chaim Volozhiner, who founded the Volozhiner Yeshiva, wrote the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. So Shar Dalid, Nefesh HaChaim is all about the significance of Liman HaTorah. So he quotes another pasuk, the Zohar. He quotes the Zohar, quotes this pasuk a few times, a pasuk from Yeshaya, that says, V'asim dvarai b'ficha, u'betzel yodi ki sisicha, l'ta ha-shamayim v'lisad arz, v'lei melatzion, we have the pass again. Rav Chaim Volozhiner quotes it a few times in the same. V'asim dvarai b'ficha, so the Zohar understands HaKadosh Baruch Hu put V'asim dvarai b'ficha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts divrei Torah into our mouths. For what purpose? L'nta shamayim v'lisad aretz, in order to keep the world going. That it's only in the schus of Liman HaTorah that Bnei Yisrael learn the Torah that the world continues to exist. Chshivas of Liman HaTorah is not only that it's a very important mitzvah that it keeps the world going. The Rambam in Perigimel and Hilchas Talmud Torah, very fascinating. Kimat, the whole Perigimel and Hilchas Talmud Torah is all a collection of agadas. Usually the Rambam is all halacha. He doesn't have too much agadah. The Perigimel is kimat all agadah, a likut of mamar, like Shar Dalid and Nefesh HaChaim. The Perigimel and Hilchas Talmud Torah is a likut of different mamari chazal about the significance of Liman HaTorah. So the Rambam starts off with an agarate from the Gemara Yuma. V'shloshikser nichteru Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us three crowns that we can wear. Kesa Torah, Kesa Kuhuna, and Kesa Malchus. The Kesa Kuhuna was Zochabo Aharon, Aharon Avonav, Shein, and no one else has the right to take the Kuhuna. Kesa Malchus Zochabo David, and the descendants of David HaMelech, and that's it. And the Kesa Torah Haremuna for Yoimer Namuchan L'chol Yisrael. It's open to the public. Shenema Torah Tzivulanim Rosh Marosh Kivlas Yankiv. Anyone Kol Mishir Yoritz Yavav Yitol. Whoever wants to can take the Keset Torah, and lest one will think Shema Toimar that the other took Sorim, the crown of Kuhuna and the crown of Malchus, are greater G'dolim Keset Torah. So the Gemara says no. The pasuk says Be Malachim Yimlochu Veroznim Yichok Kutzedik Be Sorim Yosoru. B means Bikoyach HaTorah, that's a Mishlei the Torah is speaking. So B Malachim Yimlocha means that the whole Kohuna and the whole Malchus, everything stems from the Koyach HaTorah, that the whole Amarato, that the Kesa Torah is God with Mishlei. Kesa Torah is more important than the Kesa Kohuna and the Kesa Malchus. The Rambam is quoting a Gemara. Why does the Gemara refer to Liman HaTorah as a Kesa Torah? What exactly? A Kesa Malchus, a king, there's a crown. Okay, what do you mean Kesa Kuhuna? The Kohanim wear crowns. One of the big day Kuhuna is a yarmulke, some kind of a yarmulke. But that's why it's called the Kesa. And what's Kesa Torah? Because Rabbanim wear a
royalty.
Hashivas, Pashib Shad Hashivas. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that the mashmoras of the expression Kesa means that it has an effect on the person. It changes and makes him into a different person. That when the Melech wears the crown, he becomes a melech and he becomes changed to a different individual and he has different dinim. The melech has special mitzvahs. Layabala noshim, ikesiv zav, layabala miyad, layabala susim, ikoslos mishnah terazos, he has special halachas. His personality is changed, he's affected. Kesakuna for sure, kohanim had different dinim from everybody else. And kesatera also means that when a person learns Torah, it has an effect on him. He becomes a changed person. Becomes a different type of person. That's not like you shake a lulav, you say kriyashma, it's el sphere, hatman getana mitzvah, hatman fadinta mitzvah. It's not just a mitzvah. This mitzvah has an effect on a person. We have other mitzvahs also like that. Bris milah. A person fulfills the mitzvah milah. It's not something he did a mitzvah. No. After doing the bris milah, the person is now a mohul. Instead of being an oral, he's a mohul. An oral is not permitted to eat chum, is not permitted to eat kachim, is not permitted to do avoida. Question whether kain oral is a lot of duchen, a discussion in the Mishnah Brura and the Poskim. So the milah has an effect on the person. And the same Rav Soloveitchik has a whole dvater about this regarding tefillin shal rosh, at least tefillin shal rosh. That most people follow the psak of the Ramah that before you put on tefillin shel yad, you say the bracha shekel rishona b'mitzvah tzivkon laniach tefillin, and then before you're about to put on the tefillin shel rosh, you say the bracha shekel rishona b'mitzvah tzivkon al-mitzvah tefillin. So, why do you say another bracha? What's wrong with the first bracha? So the answer is no. The first bracha goes on the shel rosh, but you have to have the second bracha as well. And what if the person speaks in between the shel yad and the shel rosh? Then the Ramah quotes the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. He has to say both brachas on the shel rosh. You have to say laniach tefillin and al mitzvahs tefillin, one after the other. If you didn't talk in between, you're not supposed to talk in between the shel yad and the shel rosh, because you do talk, then you go in bracha sheinat tzricha, then you cause that you'll now have to say two brachas, but you could have gotten away with one bracha. So that's not right to be going bracha sheinat tzricha. It's not exactly a bracha levatola. Bracha levatola, a person says she'aklan, he's not drinking anything. He says laniach tefillin, he's not wearing tefillin. That's a bracha levatola, that doesn't fit in. Here he's saying laniach tefillin, but it's really, he's saying laniach tefillin because he has to say laniach tefillin on the shalosh, but he could have gotten away with one laniach tefillin, the bracha that he said over the shalyad. If he wouldn't have been mapsik in between the shalyad and the shalosh, he would have covered both. So now that he's stuck in tefillin le tefillin, he spoke, said it's averi he biyodah, he did an averi gorim bracha shein etzvicha, and now he has to say the two brachas on the shalosh. That's how the Ramah paskins like the Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi and the Rambam say that you only say one bracha. If you didn't talk in between shal yad and shal rosh, the gemara, the very end of bracha, goes the very end. Gemara said when you wake up in the morning, you say this bracha, that bracha, the other bracha, and then you say on the tefillin. How many brachas do you say? The Rashi and the Rambam learn if you didn't talk in between shal yad and shal rosh, you only say the one bracha lahaniach tefillin that covers the shal yad and the shal rosh. Zol zayin that they're two distinct mitzvahs. They're not miakim zeh. If you have only a shal yad, only shal rosh, and the Mishnah says you put on what you have. It's not the same as Hadassim and Arabis and Lulav and an Esreg, that if you're missing one of them, you can't do the mitzvah at all, because the Dal Minim Shabalulav on the Akim Zezeh, and the Rambam says that's an indication that it constitutes one big mitzvah. All the Dal Minim constitutes one big mitzvah, the Harashim Akim Zezeh. But the Shalyad and Shalrosh, the Mishnah says, are not Miakim Zezeh. If you have one without the other, so you put on the one that you have, you say a bracha. So the Rambam says that's a clear indication that these are two distinct mitzvahs. That's what the Rambam thinks. So nonetheless, if it's two mitzvahs, you can still cover two mitzvahs with one bracha. You can still say one bracha l'anich tefillin. If it's in anishol yad sharosh, don't be mafsik in between. If the person was mafsik in between, then he has to say the bracha anishol rosh rather than just repeat l'anich tefillin again. So variety is the spice of life. But then you say al mitzvahs tefillin. So according to the Rambam, you only say one bracha anishol yad. And if so, if you spoke in between, so that brach is not mitzvah to the shalrosh. You got to say one brach on the shalrosh. Instead of just repeating l'hanich tefillin, so you say al mitzvah tefillin. Okay, so according to the Rambam is nicha, no problems. But according to the Rabbi Natam has this awkward sheet there that if soch bein tefillah letefillah, if you spoke in between shalyah and shalrosh, then you have to say two brachas over the shalrosh, the rishonim yesterday. Where do you find such a strange thing? Two brachas over one mitzvah? Why should you say two brachas over one mitzvah? So they say you do find it by bris milah. The Moel says, Shekadishonah the mitzvah of Tzivanu ala milah. That's the mitzvah, bichas ha-mitzvah. Then you say the bracha, lachnisa b'bisa shalav ham avinu. So what do you say? Lachnisa b'bisa shalav ham avinu. Why do you say two brachas? So that's what they point out. That's what Rav Soloveitchik was fond of pointing out. That sometimes we have a brichas ha-mitzvah shekadishonah b'mitzvah of Tzivanu, even though we're not really performing a mitzvah. Let's say a person makes an erevei chatzeres. So he says a bracha. What is a mitzvah to make an erevei chatzeres? If he makes an erevei chatzeres, so he has a heter, he's allowed to carry it. If he does make an erevei chatzeres, not allowed to carry it. Erev tafshilin, is a mitzvah to make an erev tafshilin? No, but if you plan to cook on Yom Tov Shabbos, you better make an erev tafshilin. Otherwise you won't be able to. The erev tafshilin is a heter. It's not a mitzvah, you're not in fulfillment of a mitzvah. Other things like that also are proshas trumas, and many say shchita. Well, it's a mitzvah to shecht, and if a person wants to be a vegetarian, he's mevatel a mitzvah. That's a bichas anen, that's a different story. That's for sure not, but here we're talking bichas a mitzvah. Bichas a mitzvah, the starts of hasher kedishonu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu. So we're saying it doesn't always mean kedishonu v'tzivanu that we have to do something. Sometimes he say brocha on a matir, on a chalois. Sometimes he say brocha on a chalois. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. There's a Rabbi Natam in Tosis Himsochim on Dab Zayinim and Aleph. The Rabbi Natam says that there are certain mitzvahs where we recite the brocha b'davke lachar asiyosim. Normally the klal is in Himsochim, Dab Zayinim and Aleph. Kol ha-mitzvahs kudum mevarach aleim, oivad asiyosim. You should say the bichas ha-mitzvah in advance of performing the maisa mitzvah. And once in a long while, you bedavke insist on reciting a bracha lachar asiyosim. Why is that? So the Rabbi Natam says by Chasana, he claims that the Birchas Harisen should be recited. We don't do like that. He says first the Chasana should give the ring, say Harayat, and after he gives the ring, then you should say the Birchas Harisen. Why? Because he says the Birchas Harisen goes on the Chalois HaKidushin, the fact that the woman is an Eishes Ish. And he says the same is true regarding Bris Milah. The Bracha, that's our practice, Lamaisa, we do like that. There's a Machlekes, the Rabbi Natam, the Rashbam, the two brothers, whether the second bracha, the Moel, says the bracha Shekirishana bin Mitzvah Sivit Sivano Ala Mila, that's recited Oigal Asiyasin, that's a normal bichas mitzvah. But the second bracha, Lachnisa B'ritzah Shalav Ram Avinu, that the father says, that that's a big Machlekes, the Rashbam, and the Rabbi Natam, is that bracha also recited Oigal Asiyasin? That's how the Rashbam says. And the Rabbi Natam says, no, that's a different kind of a bichas mitzvah. You say Shekirishana bin Mitzvah Sivit Sivano, but it's a different kind of a bichas ha-mitzvah, so it should be dafke be recited la'achar asiyosam, like the second, like the bichas erisim. What is it comparing to the bichas erisim? So Rav Soloveitchik thought that's what he's driving at. He means to say whenever there's a bracha on a chalois, as opposed to a bracha that relates to a maisa mitzvah, whenever you're reciting a bracha over a chalois, you have to first wait to see that the chalois should take effect. After you finish performing the bris, then the baby is now no longer an oral. You have changed his status. The mitzvah of milah is a unique mitzvah, very few mitzvahs like that, but after performing the mitzvah, a change occurs in the person, not in the moel, in the tinuk animal. The tinuk is now no longer an oral, he's a mohel. So the bracha lachnis b'shach Avram Avinu is a bracha over the change in the status. So Rabbi Natam thought that the same is true regarding birchas erisin, that the birchas erisin is a long nusach. It's not that shekher shonu b'mitzvah sishon l'kadesh esurisha. We don't say such a short, long complicated nusach. Rabbi Natam says that that's a giveaway, that it's not a plain bichas ha-mitzvah. He thinks, HaKesher Kereshonu b'mitzvayisa v'tzivanu, that's how it starts off. It shows that it is a bichas ha-mitzvah, but it's a different kind. It's a bichas ha-mitzvah that really relates to the Chalois HaKidushin, So you have to wait first to see that the Kiddushin should be Chal. So that's what Rabbi Soloveitchik thought regarding the Tefillin Shel Rosh. He said, what's the beer on the Rabbeinu Tam Shita? That when you put on Tefillin Shel Rosh, you say two brachas. Where do you ever have such a thing? You say two brachas on one mitzvah. So the Rishonim ask it on the Rabbeinu Tam. It doesn't make any sense. That's the Ramot Paskins like the Rabbeinu Tam. On Shel Rosh alone, you say two brachas. So he thought that maybe that's the pshat, that in Shel Yad, it just says, Kshartim Leo Sal Yadecha. Shel Rosh, it says, Vahayu. So there is a machlokes. Tosis has a machlokes. The Rabbeinu Leo with the Rabbeinu Tam. How do you translate "ukshartam lios al yodecha"? So the Rabbeinu Leo understood pshat. Ukshartam, you have to untie the knot every day and tie the knot all over again. Everybody has to know how to make a kesher. And Rabbeinu Leo holds this both by Shel Yad and Shel Rosh. You got to untie the knot every day and tie. That's the simple pshat. There are others who interpret that it doesn't mean that, but that's the simple reading of the Rabbeinu Leo. Rabbeinu Tam says that there is no such thing. Kshata means hiduk. You should tighten it. Kshata means hiduk. The safe, that's what they say. Hayosh. There's a the Seder Hadoros. It's supposed to be a history book. It has a lot of bubble knife. The Seder Hadoros by Rechil Halpin. He lived the time of the Vilna Gaon. So the Seder Hadoros is a history book where he quotes all kinds of sources. Reliable, not reliable. Everything, it's a Zamegimish. So he quotes a story regarding this machlokes, that the Rabbeinu Tam with the Rabbeinu Leo, they decided they're going to go up to Rabbi Chilmi Paris or some summer kubel, and they're going to ask him to ask Moshe Rabbeinu. He's going to bring Moshe Rabbeinu down from heaven and ask him, when you wrote the Torah and you wrote it, Kshartim Lo Sal Yadecha, how did you understand it? Did you mean Kshartim to tie the knot all over again? Or Kshartim means to do the Hiduk, like the Rabbeinu Tam, like the Rabbeinu Leo? And they said, whatever Moshe Rabbeinu says, there goes. So he brought down Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, like Rabbeinu Leo, that you have to tie the knot. So Rabbeinu Tam reneged and he says, Lo Bashamayim, he's not going to listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what he said. So Rav Soloveitchik said, that Rav Chaim said about that story, that that's apikus. But you're not allowed to say that. But it's called Teres Moshe, Zichu Teres Moshe Abdi, the last pasuk in the Novi Malachi. Malachi says, Zichu Teres Moshe Abdi, the last Novi. So he tells everybody, better follow what it says in the Torah. But Hashem is not going to send any Monavim until Eliyon, Hin and Eshalech Lechem is Eliyon Novi. Eliyon Novi is going to come before the Gulu Asid. He's going to be the next Novi, not going to be any Monavim. So you have to follow what it says in Teres Moshe. Because the Nevi'im are supposed to warn the people that they should keep the mitzvah. So since it's, Rav Chaim said, it's called Teres Moshe, so you can't, if Moshe Rabbeinu says that this is Pshat, you can't go against Moshe Rabbeinu. So he said, you're not allowed to say such a story. That's ridiculous. Okay. But there is such a machlokes. Rambam's opinion is if the father performs the bris mila himself, so he says, instead of saying al hamila, he says hashikar shalom and says son of lomul es habein. The moel says al hamila. He's not the moel is nishke mechutni. He's not mechuyev. So he can't say kiddushanu b'mitzvayis abitzmano lomul. He's mechuyev. Zakman al hamila. But if the father does, the father's taka mechuyev to do. So then he's the Rambam's opinion is that then you say lomul es habein.
What's the difference?
It's like he's a father. But he says the bracha. Father doesn't. Moshe says the bracha.
It's the same for Moshe.
Yeah, but he can't say Kiddushanu b'mitzvayis v'tzivonu lomol l'sabein. I'm not b'chayiv to mar your son. You brought me in from Queens to Manhattan. I should do what you're mechabed me
l'mitzvah. But
doesn't send him. But Baruch Shalom didn't tell him that he has to be mar. The mar flies in from outside. Now, via Ben, he's mechayiv to do.
The same by mitzvahs, depending on his house.
Yeah. The Rabbeinu Leo holds this both by Shel Yad and Shel Rosh. You have to tie the kesher anew every day. That's the Poshim Shah. Rabbeinu Tam denies it by both, that you don't have to tie the kesher, not by Shel Yad, not by Shel Rosh. That the word it says in Chumash, Ukshartam means hiduk. It doesn't mean to tie a knot. And then Taisa suggests a compromise position, that maybe by Shel Yad it says Ukshartam lo sal yadecha, and Shel Rosh it doesn't say. It says v'hoyur atatavis b'inenecha. So maybe there's room to make a compromise and say we should follow the Rabbeinu Leo by the Shel Yad, that you have to tie a kesher every single day. And the Shel Rosh, you leave the kesher liyad on void, because it just says v'hoyur atatavis b'inenecha. So what's the machlokes? So the machlokes is, how do you punctuate the pasuk? How do you translate? How do you read the pasuk? Ukshartam leo sal yadecha semicolon v'hoyur atatavis b'inenecha. Shel Yad needs kshira, and Shel Rosh is v'hoyu. It should be sitting there. Oh no, not the semicolon, that is mamish two separate sentences. Ukshartam leos al yadecha, ukshartam v'hoyu l'tetoviz b'nenecha. The word ukshartam goes on both. Ukshartam leos al yadecha, and v'hoyu, in addition to ukshartam, should also be. So the compromise that Tosis wants to make between Shalyad and Shalrosh, that you only do Kshira, you only make the Kesher every day by Shalyad, not Shalrosh, that Bala Tosis, the one who's making this Kshara, he thinks the Kshartim only goes on Shalyad, doesn't go on Shalrosh. The other Balei HaTosis, Rabbi Eliyahu, the other Balei HaTosis didn't think like that. They thought it goes both on Shalyad and Shalrosh. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. Maybe the Pshat in this Rabbi Natam, that you say two brochas on the Shalrosh, you put on the Shalrosh, you say two brochas. And then on mitzvah tefillah, two brachas one after the other. And if lo soch in time, if you didn't talk in between the shalyad, you're also saying two brachas on the shalrosh. The first bracha you said already before the shalyad, and you didn't talk in between, so it relates also to the shalrosh. And then before you were about to put on the shalrosh, you say an additional special bracha on the shalrosh. Why does Rabbi Natam hold like that? That the shalrosh should have two brachas? So he said maybe also there are two aspects to the shalrosh. There's one aspect of kshartam, kshartam al roshecha, to put on a shalyad, to put on a shalrosh. So that's the bracha lo haniach tefillin, you put on. And the second aspect, v'hayu, the mitzvah of havaya, that's perhaps what the Rambam describes in Hilchas tefillin. The Rambam says when a person wears tefillin, he becomes a different person, because his thoughts will not be wandering about all kinds of gashmizdika things and adam hazadika things. His thoughts will be purified. Calls man that he's wearing the tefillin, he becomes niskadesh and nisalah. The wearing of the tefillin affects the person. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that Rabbi Natam holds like that by shalrosh. He thought that Rabbi Natam holds by shalyad. You put on the tefillin shalyad for a second, you can take it off. You're to the mitzvah by shalrosh. There's an inyan v'hayu. There's an inyan ukshartom. The ma'isa hanochas shalrosh. You can put it on for a second and take it off. And then there's another inyan v'hayu. The havaya sat tefillin. That you should have the tefillin on for a long time, because the tefillin shalrosh is what has the effect on the person. It doesn't make sense just to have the shalrosh without the shalyad. The Gemara says, "Kol zman shebein enecha yushtayim." That first he put on shalyad, then shalrosh. It's not right to put on a shalrosh without having a shalyad on first. I remember a lot of times when the Rav gave the shir, he used to put on in the middle of the shir, he used to put on a shalrosh in order to demonstrate something. So he would always say he's putting it on with kavanah shalom lotzeis. Because if he's going to put it on with kavana lotzeis, then he's going to be over on the dinner putting on a shalrosh without a shalyad, because he would have to. It would be an issue with that bracha. But he said also it would be an issue that you're not supposed to put on a shalrosh without putting on a shalyad first, unless you don't have. If you don't have, then not miyachim zezeh. But if you have both, he had both. Someone brought in a pair of tefillin. He just wanted to demonstrate something. So he used to say in advance he's putting on the shalrosh with kavana shalom lotzeis, so he doesn't have to put on the shalyad in advance.
So it wasn't your choice if you take the rosh first.
Same reason.
Because you have to keep the yard.
Because Kozman, you have
to be longer.
Kozman, you have to show Rosh. Kozman should be the Necha, you shtai. That's the Rosh and the Gemara. When you have a show Rosh, you should see to it that you have a show Yad also at the same time. So you first put on show Yad so that when you put on the show Rosh, you have both. And then when you're taking off, first you take off the show Rosh and then the show Yad.
One
That's the Orach HaShulchan has like that. He says that Hachnasa Lebris means this is leading the child into the life of religious observance. But in the Rabbeinu Tam, he doesn't say all of that. He just says it's a bracha on the Chalois. Rabbeinu Tam says we say the bracha Hachnasa Lebris Shel Avraham Avinu after the bris to indicate that this bris was done l'shem mitzvah and it had an effect on the child, that he's now a mohul. He's no longer an oral, then he's allowed to eat truman, he's allowed to eat korban pesach, and he can do hakrovas hakarbonis and so on. He doesn't say that. The Orach HaShulchan has that longer elaboration. That hachnasa lebris means that bris mila is the beginning of religious observance. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought, that maybe pshat in the Rabbi Natam was, why does he hold that you say two brachas on the shalrosh? Maybe he holds that you have both aspects by the shalrosh. You have the mitzvah of kshartam hanochas shalrosh, like hanochas shalyad. Kshartam lo sal yadecha, kshartam al roshecha. And then in addition to kshartam, you also have the hoyur tetovitz bein enecha only by shalrosh, that wearing the shalrosh has an effect on the person. So that's why the Rabbi Natam thinks he says a second brocha, that's a brocha on the chalos. The Maaseh, the same is true by Birchas HaTorah. The Gemara says that every morning we recite more than one brocha for Birchas HaTorah. The Gemara has different suggestions, and the Gemara says we say all of them. It's a question what the Girsa is. The Gemara has three different suggestions. So one Amara says you say, "Hashem Kedushanu Tzatzon Alasik B'Diversa." The next one says, "Say Harav Nashan Lokenu B'Diversa Roschah B'Zvin Of Yamcha Beisol." Say Natoyer. And he says, "Shabbach Abanu Kam Nashan Lokenu B'Diversa Roschah B'Zvin Of Yamcha Beisol." So some Rishonim hold that these are three separate brachas. Lasik v'divrei sir, v'harav no, noisen ha-tayra, and shabach ha-bono noisen ha-tayra, you say amen, three times, amen after the first one, amen after the second one, amen after the third one. That's the girsa that many Rishonim have in the Gemara, in the end of the first parak in brachas. The Gemara says, they're all beautiful, brachas, hilkach nemrinu l'kulahu. We say all of them, l'kulahu means all three. And Rabbi Natam thinks that that doesn't make sense, that you should say three brachas have to say, two brachas do make sense. He says three brachas doesn't make sense, we should say hilkach nemrinu l'travayhu. You can't say kulahu, kol, can only apply if you have three or more. If you only have two, you don't use the word kol. The Mefarshim Es Kashan says, ki meisa kol ha'anoshim ha'mevachshim es nafshecha. When the Rebbeinu Shlomo tells Moshe Rabbeinu to go back to Mitzrayim, he doesn't have to worry. Ki meisa kol ha'anoshim ha'mevachshim es nafshecha. So Rashi quotes the Medrash that it goes on dosim avir. It only goes on two. So the Es Kashan, how can you say two if kol? The Gemara assumes that the word kol goes on three or more. In Hebrew, the word kol doesn't go on two. So that's a machlekes the Rabbeinu Tam and the other Baalei HaTorah is the end of the first perek in Brachos. What is the correct girsa? The Gemara has three different suggestions what bracha you should say. Over Liman HaTorah, so the Gemara said, we say all of them. So what's the gear? So we say both of them or we say all of them? So Rabbi Natam says you say both of them. And you should say V'harivna, with a vav to connect. There's no posachas b'baruch. It's not posachas. The other Baalei HaTorah say, it doesn't have to be posachas b'baruch because it's smucha l'chavetor. Smucha l'chavetor. And the Rabbi Natam holds that it's not called smucha l'chavetor. If the first bracha was a bracha ktsara, only if the first bracha is a bracha arucha, and it's chosem is bebarach, then the next one is smucha l'chavada. But if the first one is a bracha ktsara, that's machlekes Rabbi Natam ne'Rashbam. The Tosfos HaRosh has it b'harchava there, the end of the first perek in brachas. So Rabbi Natam thinks that there are two birchas haTorah every day, and that's why the minig is. It says in Shulchan Aruch when the Chazan says out loud, so he doesn't say lasik v'divrei sira out loud, because then everyone will have a suffix whether they should answer amen. So he just says softly, and he says v'harivno, and then he gets to the end of v'harivno and says out loud. So everybody says amen after that bracha, if the same bracha is out loud. A lot of shuls, they don't say birchas haTorah out loud, they just say birchas haShachar out loud. But in the shuls where they start from Adon Olam out loud, and everything out loud, and Shiyotzer out loud, the Lakai Neshama out loud, so they say birchas haTorah out loud also. So it says in Shulchan Aruch like that, when the Chazan is saying all the brachas out loud, so you shouldn't say lasik v'divrei sira out loud, because that's a machlekes Rabbeinu Tam and the other Rishonim, whether you say amen or not. So you should say it softly. You should only answer amen twice, after noisen haTorah and noisen haTorah.
You say amen without being selective when you say svira.
But you only say amen at the conclusion of a bracha. You don't say in the middle of a bracha. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, lasik v'divrei sira, the harav no is one long bracha. So the Rishonim said it's not right to say amen in the middle, because he didn't really finish the bracha yet.
Over
there,
not because
yeah. Right. We do it all the time. We say Yalav Yavoi. We say Zachin Hashem came to the table. Amen. Fakdein Olav Racha. Amen. So on. You say Amen. Can say it the whole time. So many Acharav Salvechik, like the other Acharim, said that Acharim say you not. Some Acharim say it's not proper. You have to say Amen after Hamach Zishkinos Olatzion. Yalav Yavoi is in the middle of it. Say. You wait till the end of the bracha. You say Amen. What do you mean Amen in the middle? You keep on saying Amen. Middle of the benching, a lot of times they say Yalav Yav. A lot of people say Yalav Hashiyenu, also like that. Everybody says Amen in the middle. If he's saying Yatchina Rishchodesh benching, you say Amen. It's not a bracha, but if someone is saying a bracha, so then the din is he's supposed to say Amen at the end. So many, most Achrayim say there's nothing wrong. Most Achrayim say there's nothing wrong with the minik to say Amen. So they say Amen after the Tchina in the middle, and you're going to say Amen at the end of the bracha as well. Rav Soloveitchik's practice was like those Achrayim that it's not proper. That Amen. Also, they say other things. They say other things. Got to find out.
Jewish night, people asleep, they usually find someone who.
Then he has to say. Then the one who's saying out loud has to say everything out loud. No, so then you shouldn't say Amen. Misafik. You shouldn't say Lasik Divrei. You shouldn't say Amen. Should only say even if you had to say Amen there, the dinah shameya kioina. If you paid attention, even if you didn't say Amen, it's considered as if you said Amen. So since it's a machlok, maybe amen levatol. It's not proper to say amen when you're not supposed to, when you're not obligated to. So that's why even on Shavuos, when someone has to say every word out loud, so the people shouldn't answer amen. So that was a suggestion that maybe according to the Rabbi Natam, that you say two brachas. He also say two birchas haTorah, not three. What do you say, two brichas haterit? The same question is the Rabbein Tam all over. What do you say, two brachas on bris mila? And what do you say, the two brachas on the tefillin shel rosh? And maybe it's the same answer. Maybe the pshat is over here. That's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested. That the Gemara has this loshim, shloshim ksorim nichteru Yisrael, that it's a crown, means that liman haterit is not just a mitzvah the person learns. The learning of the Torah has an effect to change him. That is, the Mishnah says, kavalam haterit l'shma zech l'dvam harbe. A change is supposed to have a change in the personality. So that's the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. So perhaps the one bracha is on the Maisa Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and the other bracha is on the Chalois, that it has an effect on the person, like the Bris Milah, like Bad Nisuin, that this has an effect, and like the Tefillin also has an effect on the person.
We haven't done anything yet.
That's the question. The Rabbeinu Tam himself says, whenever the bracha is on the Chalois, so you should say that bracha davkila acherasi yosam. That's what he says by the chasene, and that's what he says by the bris mila. So how come by the shal rosh and how come by the talmud torah, the second bracha that goes on the chalois is said before? That's a major problem. Okay, that's a major problem. Why is there a split over here? That famous mishnah that says kalaloi matara l'shmo zech l'dvarim harbe. That was a famous dispute. That's Rav Chaim Volozhiner dedicated the beginning of the Shar Dalet to. How do you translate the word Lema Torah Lishma? What says Talmud Torah Lishma? The Gemara says it's preferable to learn Torah Lishma, but even if you learn Shalom Lishma, it's not so bad. Liyola Miyasakana Matar Mitzvah Shalom Lishma, Mitel Shalom Lishma, Baal Lishma. The Rambam quotes it over here also. Yeah, what does it mean Lishma? So the Hasidim, there were many Hasidish Gedolim who interpreted Lishma means Lishem Dveikus. You should learn Torah that this should make you come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner says that that's not what it means. It is correct that by learning Torah a person comes closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a mitzvah, Vayis Tidbok. We all have an obligation to see to it that we should come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we should be after Hashem Lekech. These are real mitzvahs. Not Chassidish and Maisa. It's a mitzvah in the Torah. We have to say Hashem Elokecha. And how does a person develop an ahavo? The Rashi says, we have to say Hashem Elokecha ahavo. Hoyu hadvar ma'ela. By learning Torah, you'll get to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu better, and maybe you'll become closer to Him, and maybe you'll be able to love Him better. So this is true. Rav Chaim Volozhiner doesn't dispute that Liman HaTorah will lead to Dveikus, and will lead to more Avas Hashem, but he says that's not what Liman Torah Lishma means. And he quotes a Rosh in Nidorim, the Pirush HaRosh printed on the side of the page. Not in the back of the Gemara, you have the Piskei HaRosh, but in Nidorim you have the Pirush HaRosh on the side. So the Gemara says you should be Oisik in Torah Lishma. So the Rosh translates, thank you. So the Rosh translates Lishma just means Lishem Havanas Hadinim. You should know what the dinim are. Lima Torah Lishma means you should get it straight, not just to sing the Heilige Gemara, and not to understand what you're saying. No, you should learn the Torah. That's the highest level of Lima Torah. To learn in order al menos lekayim, that's certainly so. But also the highest level of Liman HaTorah is a person should learn Lasuki Shmaitza Liba de Hilchasa. Usually in the literature yeshivas, if a person is learning Yeridayas, then they make fun of him. Oh, he's going into the rabbinate. Tegshanish, Zachisorah. You learn Yeridayah because who says you have to go into the rabbinate? Whenever you learn Gemara, you should learn the Shulchan Aruch, not Gemara. I remember once, I remember once there was a bris, one of the rabbis in yeshiva had a bris. That boy who had the bris is already married, he already has his own baby. So this is a story from over 20 years ago, 30 years ago. So this Rebbe made a bris in the yeshiva, in the cafeteria. So in the middle of the bris, he was walking with schnapps to give everybody a l'chaim. So one Rebbe had a l'chaim, and then he came to me. We were all sitting together. So I said, I can't drink, I have to give a shiur. A shiur is not allowed to give a shiur. So they say to the other Rebbe, you also have to give a shiur. So he only shechta says a shiur, you don't say a shiur. So he says, I'll explain it to you, Zofta. The din that a shikir is not allowed to give a shir is only if he's giving a shir halacha l'maisa, the Gemara says. He gives tilpul, so it doesn't apply. That year the yeshiva was learning kiddushin. So this Rebbe Barimtzach, he says, in my shir, he says in Rabbi Shechter's shir, because he was making fun of me, so he calls me in Rabbi Shechter's shir, the students use the Ebenezer every day. In my shir, which is on a higher level of learning, in my shir, they don't even know that there is a shulchan aruch ha-masechus kiddushin. That's the highest level of learning. So the Gemara. So the Gemara considers the highest level of learning. Lasukish Maitzali Bidilchasa. Whenever you learn any Gemara, you're supposed to look up in the Torah, in the Beis Yosef, in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Shach, and the Pischit Shuvah to see what's the upshot of everything that you just learned. You learn Erizin, so you should look up in the Mishnah Brura. What's the Maskana Sasugya? What Halacha L'Maisa? What are you supposed to do? That's why we call it Chayi Yolam, not the Besachayla. What do you mean Chayi Yolam? The Torah is supposed to lead, supposed to teach us how we're supposed to lead our lives, not just like a chemistry or physics, an abstract discipline. It's supposed to be a real discipline that leads our lives, not some pilpul in the alma. A bacha is going to learn a yeshiva, a chsima karsa, a nisir karsa, he won't know what the psak is. Everything is just hazy, everything is cloudy. Different shitas, hayin ahen, he doesn't know how halacha lemaisa, what's the maskonas adorm? Rashi and Tais machlok, which one do we accept? Rashi and Tais. So it's important to understand the Rashi and the Tais, but it's also very important, lasuki shmaita lida de helchus also. So that's what the Rosh comments on that Gemara in Yedorim on Daf Samad Beis. He says, what do you mean limud lishma? So he says, Rav Chaim Volozhin says, not like the Chassidim say, that it means l'shem dveikus. He says, the dveikus, seif ha-dveikus lavod, there will be a dveikus, but he says, that shouldn't be the kavana. He says, lishma, limud lishma means, lasuk ishmaitza libid ilchus, that's what the Rosh says. You should know what the dinim are, and you should plan to observe the dinim. The Gemara says, a person learns and he doesn't plan to observe the dinim. The pasuk says in Tilim, La Rosh Amalekim Maloch Al Sapachukai, has no right to learn the Torah if he's going to smoke a cigar on Shabbos and learn Masechah Shabbos. So he has no permission to learn the Torah. You only have permission if you plan to observe these mitzvahs. So that's the famous Machlok. Rav Chaim Volozhin quotes also the Medrash in Tehillim. Medrash Shor HaTov has a comment that David HaMelech, who composed most of the Tehillim, offered a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He hopes that his reciting of Tehillim will be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well as one who learns Nigoyim Vaholos. So Rav Chaim Volozhin says, and we don't know whether the Ribono Shel Olam answered yes or no. The Medrash doesn't say what the answer was. It says that he requested. Other Gemara say that Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, this tzaddik, that tzaddik made a request, and the Ribono Shel Olam answered yes or no. Here it never says whether what the answer was. So Rav Chaim Volozhin says, what kind of a question is that? If the whole ikar of learning is to learn the Shema, means l'shem dveikus, you get much more dveikus by pouring your heart out by reciting Tehillim than you get from learning the Goyim Baholos. The Goyim Baholos is very dry. There's no Yerushalayim in the Goyim Baholos. It doesn't mention the Baruch Shalom there the whole time. And Tehillim is a keseda. It's full of dveikus. So what kind of a habamina? He's asking that he should have the fulfillment of Limud HaTorah by reciting Tehillim as much as the Goyim Baholos. What do you mean? It's much more. There's more dveikus there. So he says that from Fundan, that the dveikus, seif ha-dveikus lavo, is going to come by itself. You don't have to have the kavanah l'shem dveikus. The ikar of learning Torah is lasuk yishmaitza libe de'ilchusas, and the grand baholus, you're learning dinim. Tilim is Torah shebichsah, but there's no halachas over there. So he says that the grand baholus is on a higher madrega. He's very upset. He lived at the beginning of the development of the chassidish movement, so the chassidim were attacking a lot of the big talmid ha-chachamim, that they weren't learning with dveikus, so they said that they're not emes the talmid ha-chachamim. That's what I think in the Toldos Yankif Yosef, one of the Chassidish Sforim, they have in a few Chassidish Sforim, they talk about the Teuchecha in B'chukosai, so it speaks about the different, mentions Golos more than once. So they speak about the different Golios, so they speak about the Golos Yisrael Bein Ha'amin, then the Golos Talmid HaChamim Bein Ami Ha'aretz that they suffered. Then there's the third Golos that's worse than the first two, is the Golos Talmid HaChamim Ha'amitiyim Bein Talmid HaChamim Ha'mezuyofim. So what they mean is the Talmid HaChachamim HaAmitiyim are the Chassidish Rebbes. And the Talmid HaChachamim HaMezuyofim, those are the Misnagdashim. They just learn Gemara, Noshim Nezikim, whatever. They learn Shas, but they don't have Dveikus. So that's what they call the Fakers. The Faker Talmid HaChachamim. The real Talmid HaChachamim are the Tzaddikim who have the Dveikus. So they used to make fun of, they used to be Mevazah Talmid HaChachamim a lot. So Rav Chaim Volozhin is very upset about this, and he says, you're not allowed to be Mevazah Talmid HaChachamim, even if he's lacking in Dveikus. Even if he doesn't seem to have such a high level of Yerushalayim, sof kol sof is the chfar tatam chachma. Unless he's not medactic in mitzvah, you're talking about a person is medactic. So he seems to lack a little in baker. So what? The Gemara says, "Aloy mitara shelo lishma mitoch shelo lishma bo lishma." So he's very upset why they're mevazet talmid chacham, and he says, "But the chassidim developed the whole notion that the Gemara says in a few places, Rachmane liba boy, the Ribbono Shelam wants." We should, everything should be done with the heart. And the Gemara has a lashon, Gedol Avera Lishma Mi Mitzvah Shalom Lishma. The Lishma is the main thing. Even if you do an Avera, as long as you do the Avera L'Shem Shamayim, that's better. That's what it says originally in the memory of the Gemara. And Avera Lishma Gedol Avera Lishma Mi Mitzvah Shalom Lishma. That's greater than doing Mitzvah Shalom Lishma. So So Chassidim always quoted that. So you see, Rachmana Lidl boy, the main thing is Lishma does matter. You do mitzvahs, averes, whatever, as long as you do the Shem Shamayim. But if you, whatever you do without dveik is teignish. So he says, that's scandalous. He says, you can throw out the whole Abrachel to Shulchan Aruch. What are you talking about? He says, that was a Havamina. The Gemara backs out. That statement is not accurate. You don't say, Gedol Aver Lishma, mi mitzvah shalal Lishma. The Gemara says, Gedol Aver Lishma, ki mitzvah shalal Lishma. A mitzvah shalal Lishma is also a mitzvah. And sometimes we allow, in rare cases, we allow Aver Lishma, very rare cases. And he says, usually that's what he has a whole attack against the Chassidim. Some of them, at least that's what he was told over, they used to do a lot of times Aver Lishma. They used to do a lot of Aver. The main thing is Rachmana Liba Boy. So he says, we don't have that anymore. The only time they had Aver Lishma was Muta was Koyde Matan Tur. After Matan Tur, there's no more din of Aver Lishma. So that, the later Talmidim of Rav Chaim Volozhin point out that that's not accurate, that's not 100% correct. The Gemara talks about halachas even after Matan Tur. The Gemara has it, Menachas, other Mesichtas, Brachas, other places. There are cases where halacha l'maisa we allow Aver Lishma even after Matan Tur. But he was attacking a whole movement. But they said, you know, wholesale. The main thing is Rachman Aliba Boy. The whole thing is Lishma, and it doesn't matter mitzvahs out there as long as you do Lishma. So he had to attack them. So he went a little to the extreme, went overboard. So he says that whole din in the Gemara, Aver Lishma, is okay. That's only Koyde Matar. Doesn't exist at all at Matar. So that's not exactly correct. He had a Talmud, Rabosha Tiktina, who wrote the Birchas Rosh on Nozir and on Brochas. He was invited by Rav Chaim Volozhin to give Shurim in Volozhin during the lifetime of Rav Chaim Volozhin. He has a separate sefer, Birchas Rosh on Brachas and Birchas Rosh on Nozir. And in the back of the Vilna Shas, they have the Haggos of the Birchas Rosh printed in the Nozir. There are a lot of Greizen. Everything is Pagreis. The Rashi, the Gemara in the Rashi, and the Torah, everything is Pagreis. So they have the Haggos from the Birchas Rosh in the back of the Gemara. But he has a whole Chibur on Nozir and on Brachas. So this Birchas Rosh wrote another sefer, Kether Rosh. His name is Rabashe. So everything by him is Rosh. So he has a Sefer Keser Rosh, which is like Maiser Rab. Maiser Rab has the Hanhagas of the Vilna Goyen, and the Keser Rosh has the Hanhagas of Rab Chaim Volozhin. It's a difference though, because the Maiser Rab has the Hanhagas of was something no one ever heard of. Yeah, if you look deep enough, you'll find some Rishonim Acharonim, you'll find someone says it, but they're not well known things at all. Anyways, and this sefer Birchas Rosh, it's a popular sefer Birchas Rosh, but he has all the hanogos of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. So he writes this, that he heard from Rav Chaim Volozhiner that Aver Lishma Koyde Matan Tor was done wholesale, because they were tzaddikim and whatever they thought made sense they would do, because they weren't, it was only, they were volunteering as an enem mitzvah v'yoysa, the obis kimo kalatarachul atshalay nitna, as an enem mitzvah v'yoysa, so if they would be Raver Lishma, it would be easier to allow it. But after Matan Tor, we allow it in very restricted instances, not the way it says in Nefesh HaChaim, you don't allow it at all. No, you have to tone it down a little bit. He wrote it like that because he was attacking the Chassidish movement at that time. Tosfos has a comment on this Gemara Pesachim Daf Nun Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says Li'olam Yasa Kodem Atorah Mitzvos Afilu Shelo Lishma Mitoch Shelo Lishma Bo Lishma. So Tosfos, Rashi and Tosfos ask the Kasha, all the Rishonim ask a Kasha, how can it be? There's another Gemara in Brachos and in Tainus where the Gemara says that Kol Alam Mitoch Shelo Lishma, whoever learns Shelo Lishma Noach Loi Ila Nepcha Shel Yasa Al Parav. It would have been better that he should have died before he was born. Should have died as a fetus. So here the Gemara says there's nothing wrong. It's a contradiction. So Pesachim Daf Nun, Rashi and Tosfos both give the same teretz, that there are different kinds of Shelo Lishma. If he learns Shelo Lishma because he wants people to be mechabed him, he gets a lot of, he's very arrogant, and he gets a lot of hanoe from being the big shot that he knows all the Gemaras, so he gets a parnosa. He gets a parnasa, he prints a sefer of his chidusha Torah. Kadam lachbaba. So that's not really right. It's not right. But still, self, he is learning Torah. So Tosfos says it is that kind of shalal d'shma. So that's not so bad. But if he's learning Torah shalal d'shma lekanter, he wants to learn in order to show up the others that what they say is wrong. He's like there's one fellow, one Talmud Chacham wrote a whole sefer. The Ripa part of Moshe Feinstein says that he taki wrote it l'shmo. He held that Rav Moshe was wrong, but he wanted to disagree with Rav Moshe. Okay, but a person is going to write a whole shtickel Torah just lahachis someone else, lakanta someone else. So that's terrible. So that's what Rashi and Tosfos say. If a person learns Torah and the motivation is lakanta to show up the others that they don't know anything, be mavaz of the others, and then that's noach loy the nefchish shul yosa upon it. That's how Rashi and Tosfos say. Tosfos in Soita has a different answer. Tosfos gives another suggestion that lo mitorah shelo deshma noach loy the nefchish shul yosa upon it means a different kind of shelo deshma. Like you say, a person has to learn Torah intending to fulfill a mitzvah. What if he learns and he doesn't keep the mitzvahs at all? He's learning the laws of, he's smoking the cigar while he's learning Hilcha Shabbos. So he's learning Shalai al-Manas l'kayim at all. So that's what Tosfos in Soita and Daf Chabeis, Tosfos interprets that that's what that Gemara means. Alay mishalai l'shma, noyachla ilanemcha shal yasa aponov, goes on the one who's learning and clearly not intending to fulfill a mitzvah. Other Rishonim give other suggestions. The Netziv has a very original, he's always very original, he has a very fascinating suggestion on this, which he mentions in all of his form. He has it in the Shalos HaTshuvos, he has a Tshuva LaHalacha LaMaisa on this, and he has it in his Chibur HaChumash, and he has it in his Shiurim on the Gemara, and he has it in his Droshes on Shir HaShirim. He gives cross references all the time. He interprets that the very interesting notion. He says it depends. If you're learning Svarim, you're learning Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, Shulchan Aruch, Rambam, whatever, Shalom L'shmo, so there's nothing wrong with that. But if you're Mechadish, original Torah, Shalom L'shmo, that's not allowed. To say something original, Shalom L'shmo, Tormish. And he interprets this in Psukim, in Tanakh, and in Gemaras. He fits it into all the Gemaras, that it depends if you're Mechadish. In the Tshuva, he has like this. There was a Talmud Chacham who got Slich, and then he went into business. And when they called him up for an Aliyah, they didn't call him up Moreinu Harav. Because he wasn't a rab, that's smicha. So he felt that it's a bizarre atarah. So he made his own minyan. That they should. He felt that he has to get shlishi, ashishi, amafta yoina, whatever, and he didn't get it because they had a different rabbi. So he founded a new minyan, mitam kavod atarah. So someone asked the Netziv, "What does he say?" So he says that's terrible. To found a new minyan is only if you have to found a new yeshiva. Let's say if the yeshiva is platzing, there's no room for more Talmidim. We're going to have more Talmidim. It's going to ruin it. It's no good. If you have too many Talmidim, the rabbis can't concentrate. The Menayel can't concentrate on so many Talmidim. So if there's a need for another yeshiva, machmenocha yeshiva. The yeshiva is they're teaching too little, they're teaching too much, too fast, too slow, whatever. So you need another yeshiva. For normal children, they can't go there. So they need another yeshiva, which is slightly different. But if you have a yeshiva, everything is the same. They're all the same Talmidim. But I have to have a yeshiva where I'm the president. I have to be the president of the yeshiva. They won't let me be the president there. Or I have to say a shir in the yeshiva. They don't need me. They have more than enough rabbeim. They don't need me. So what's going to be with me? So I found my own yeshiva. In order that I should be the president, or in order that I should be the Rosh Yeshiva, in order to be the menayel or something, we didn't really need the yeshiva. So he says to be mechadish, a new shul, a new minyan, to be mechadish, a new organization, a new minig, a new something, a new shtikel Torah, that has to be lishma. If you learn Vasa Shteit, so that's it. Let's say you do mitzvahs. You do a mitzvah, Vasa Shteit. A mitzvah is a mitzvah. So you do the mitzvah, the Shema, Shalom, the Shema is also good. But the Mishnah has, let's say, sometimes you do askonis. Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos Kol, Oskim Matzidi, Oskim Moim, L'Shem Shamayim. Askonis has to be L'Shem Shamayim. What does it mean? Let's say we're going to organize a rally at the White House. Vushteit Nabachel Keshulchan Aruch, that it's a mitzvah to have a rally. There's no mitzvah. And you go by bus, by train, by plane, how do you get there to Washington, and how do you march, and how do you go? There's no din in the Shulchan Aruch. So you have to figure it out. You have to play it by ear. You have to figure out, well, whatever is good for the Jews, that's what you have to do. But there are no klolim, there's no Shulchan Aruch on this. It doesn't say what. So whenever you have a mitzvah that's very hazy, avad you have to go, avad it's a mitzvah, but it's askonis, there's no specific delineated maisa mitzvah, how to do it. So then everything has to be done with Shema. If sometimes they have a rally at the UN, so the kids are tired from learning. They don't want to learn. So they don't want to go to college. They don't want to learn. So they want to take off a day. They want to see their girlfriend from Stern College, whatever. So they say, oh, they're going to the rally today. What motivated them to go to the rally is not because of the matzah of an Eretz Yisrael. What motivated them to go to the rally because they want to have a day off and they want to schmooze with their chaverim or their girlfriends or something. So then it's not a mitzvah. Then it's adarav. It's an aveira. He did the bittul Torah. The only time you say that if you do learning Torah mitzvah, shalom l'shmo, nish gefel, until shalom l'shmo, bal l'shmo, He's learning Vasa Shteit and he's doing a mitzvah, Vasa Shteit. It's a delineated Maisa mitzvah. It's a mafurish that this is a mitzvah and this is Talmud Torah. But whenever he wants to be Mecharish something, all the Chidushim have to be Lishma. Take, for example, Rav Shlomo Eger on the side of the Yerideya. They just found now, they just purchased, the Chever who are printing the Choshen Mishpat HaShalein, so they just purchased from, I think, non-observant Yorshim of Rav Shlomo Eger, they just purchased his Shulchan Aruch that has all of the Gil Yer Masho. So now they're going to print, we only have on Yerideya. Now they're going to print, they printed the Gil Yer Masho on Choshen Mishpat now in the new edition. Then they're going to print on Aruch Haim and on...
Rabbi Kobalski.
Yeah, Kabalkin. Kabalkin. So they're going to print. So Rav Shlomo Eger has always, Rav Shlomo Eger is always fascinating on Shulchan Aruch. So on Yerideya, in Hilchas Talmud Torah, he quotes Achrayim who say, if you have a minik toif that is instituted by non-religious people, so even though it's a beautiful minik, you shouldn't observe that minik. The reason being that when they instituted it, let's say they instituted the minik in Reform Synagogue. They can't say that was instituted l'shma. They reformed. They're not medaktik in the mitzvahs. So if the minig was not nisyased l'shma, toik shenish. Because the minig is like askanis. You're trying to be mecharish something new. So that's what the nitziv says. All new chidushim have to be done l'shma. It's interesting. We have it in halacha also sometimes. Rav Shlomo Kluge has a very fascinating shuvah. There's a mishnah in the end of Ksubis. That the Mishnah is having ksubis on the Afayin base. It says whenever a couple gets divorced, the din is the husband has to pay ksubis, even if it's not his fault. Let's say they were married, just they got bored of each other. You can't say it's his fault. Can't say it's her fault. The marriage fell apart. So the halacha says the husband has to pay ksubis unless he can point a finger and blame the wife. If you can determine that she was responsible for ruining the marriage, then she loses the ksubis. So the Mishnah, the end of ksubis, so the Mishnah has on Afayin base different cases where we say it's her fault. She doesn't want to go to mikveh. She doesn't want to have any children. They got married. She said she doesn't want to have any children. If they had already 10 children, she doesn't want to have any more. So good. Okay, she doesn't want to have any more. You know? So she doesn't have any children. She doesn't want to have any children. So that's not right. So she's responsible for ruining the marriage. She wants to cook non-kosher food. The husband is religious. What kind of that? So she's ruining the marriage. So the Mishnah later in the end of Masechta gives an example. Let's say the couple lived in America and the children, the grandchildren, all the relatives, everybody lives in America. And the husband fought fine him shigaz after so many years. He wants to live in Eretz Yisrael. Became a big Zionist, Yom Yerushalayim. Wants to move to Eretz Yisrael. So he says, either you come along, or if you stay behind, I give you a get. And she says, what are you, crazy? We always lived here. Our parents lived here. All the children live here. All the grandchildren live here. All the relatives, everybody lives here. She doesn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael. So who has the gerecht to taina? So the Mishnah says, whoever wants to go to Eretz Yisrael has the gerecht to taina. The one who wants to stay behind is responsible for ruining the marriage. So the wife who says, I want to stay behind, she loses her ksuba because she's ruining the marriage. So Rav Shlomo Kluge has a tshuva like this, that there was a couple that he lived in Galicia. The couple lived in Galicia, and the husband, this is before the Zionist movement, way before Herzl. So the husband was in one business and it didn't go so well. He had another business, didn't go well. Parnasa was always shvach. And then someone suggested, go to Palestine, go to Eretz Yisrael. There was no Medina Yisrael then. Go to Eretz Yisrael and start a business there and you may be successful. So he says, okay, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. So she said, you're crazy. The wife said, you're crazy. I'm not going to go with you. All the relatives are here. There's nobody there in Eretz Yisrael. He says, no, I'm packing up and leaving. You want to stay behind? I give you a get and I'm not going to give you the ksuba as it says in the Mishnah. So Shlomo Kluge says, no. The only time you don't have to give your wife a get is if you're going to Eretz Yisrael because of the Shein Mitzvah. You're going with Shein Mitzvah, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. He's a Zionist. But if he's going for Parnassah, if the Parnassah would have been good over here, he wouldn't have gone to Eretz Yisrael. He says, you have no right to divorce your wife. You're doing an Aveira. Okay. He says, Shulchan Aruch, Parnassah, Zechet HaMitzvah. Okay, Zechet HaMitzvah.
Setting up Erev Shabbos.
Yeah, there are a few dinim. There are a few dinim where we assume Parnassah is a Mitzvah. Rav Shlomo Kluge says, this din, that if one wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, so the one who stays behind is doing wrong, so the one who goes to Eretz Yisrael is permitted to dissolve the marriage, the heter to divorce a wife, if they get along together, to divorce a wife is an aveira. That's how the Rishonim say on the Gemara. It's an aveira. Hamiz Be'ach Mer Olav Demoris. You're not supposed to divorce your wife, unless in Mamish Kolo Kol Akitzim. So the heter to divorce your wife is if you're going to Eretz Yisrael, the Shema. But if you're going to Eretz Yisrael, Shalom, the Shema, then he has no heter to divorce his wife. and he's doing an avera. So Adarab, we say the husband is responsible to pay the ksuba. He's responsible for rooting them out. He says, whenever you're violating an avera, but you have a heter, so the heter only applies when you're doing it lishma. If you're not doing it, if a mitzvah allows you to violate an avera, that mitzvah has to be done lishma. The Gemara even has a machlekes hatan. What about yibum? When a man is miyabein, the brother was married, the brother died, he leaves an almana. So the chumash says that the surviving brother should marry the almana. He should marry the yivam. So the Gemara has in yivam is lametes and beis. Gemara has machlekes abashol and achachamim, machlekes hatanoim. What if he's only going to be miyabim her because she's very good looking? He likes her. She's very wealthy. She has a miyuchas vika family. If she wouldn't have been good looking, if she wouldn't have been so wealthy, if she wouldn't have been such a miyuchas vika family, he wouldn't have been miyabim. He's not doing it the shame mitzvah. He's doing the shame noi, the shame mamon, the shame mishus, the shame davar acher. So the Gemara says that's why we don't permit yibum mizmanazeh, because we were choshish for abashol. And he says. It's Korab Adova that he's over on Eshesach. Right. So the Rav Chaim Moshe has a tshuva where he quotes the Nebuk Yosef, and the other Rishonim say Anad Gemara, the Ritva. They say that that's only Midirabbanon. The whole Abishol Sheet is only Midirabbanon. Why is it only Midirabbanon? Because Mi'ikar Adin, we say that the Yisr Eshesach, the Mokka Mitzvah, is Hutra. It's not the Chuya. It's not that you're doing an Aveira, of Eshesach, Baal Eshesach, but the Mitzvah of Yibum allows you to violate Avera. No, but Makam, Mitzvah, Yibum, the whole Yisrael Shesach was never said in the first place. There's no Avera at all, Hutra. But if you would have had a case where Yitaka are doing an Avera, but there's an overriding Mitzvah, there's a Mitzvah that's Decha that are there, Esa Decha Leisa Esa. So then everybody would agree with Abishol that you have to do the Mitzvah Lishma. That's like Rav Shlomo Kluger says. The man is divorcing his wife, they had a good marriage, they had a happy marriage. Divorce your wife is an Avera. So there's a heter to do the Avera if you go to Eretz Yisrael, the Shem Mitzvah. But if you're going to Eretz Yisrael, not the Shem Mitzvah is Eretz Yisrael. The Shem, different Mitzvah is Parnasa. So for the sake of that Mitzvah, it's Echad HaMitzvah, but that Mitzvah doesn't allow you to divorce your wife. It has to be when you have a heter to violate an Isir, so that heter only applies when it's done with Shema. That's how there's a Rama Mosa has like this. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Bezdin Makmi Yonshin Shloiman Adin Lohira Shor Lemigda Milsa. Bezdin can administer Mises Bezdin once in a long while. They can give Malkus, even though the halacha doesn't really require it. It's a Shalai Kedin. They're not allowed to give Malkus, not allowed to give Misa. But if the Bezdin sees that it's necessary, Lohairah, Shalai Migna Musa, because the door is Parutz, so they're permitted Bezdin Shamati, Shabezdin Makmeyan Shishalai Minadin. Lalava Direktara Kadeh Lasa Siyav Latar. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Sanhedrin, he quotes this Gemara from Masechus Hanen Daf Mem Vav and Aleph. And then the Rambam writes, and when the Bezin does this, they have to do it L'Shem Shammai. What's Villa? Well, of course they're doing L'Shem Shammai. So he says, no, what he means is, that's what the Marshal points at. Let's say the Bezin don't like this guy anyway. They have a personal grudge against him. So then they're not allowed to give the Malchus and the Misa. If they have a heter to do an Avera, there is an Avera to kill someone or to give Malchus. They're giving Malchus and Misa Shloi Kedin. So you have a heter to do it, Lohairah Shah the Megdan Milsa. The heter is only if you're doing it Lishmo. That's what Chafetz Chaim has such an arichas in his sefer. The main thrust of the sefer of the Chafetz Chaim is when, of course you're not allowed to talk Lashon Hara. The main thrust of the Chafetz Chaim is when you're obligated to talk Lashon Hara. When you're permitted and when you're obligated to talk Lashon Hara. So he describes all the cases. Someone is holding by making a shidduch. And he's fooling the girl, or the girl is fooling the boy. This is going to be a terrible, someone's going to fall in over here. So then he says, even if they don't ask you your advice, you're obligated to step in and save the person. The whole Yisrael Lashon Hara is not to cause hezek to someone improperly. But over here, this guy is right if the girl, or the girl's right if the boy. Someone is going to make a shadon over here, so you have to save the nizik. So there's no Yisrael Lashon Hara there. Whenever Talos Labo, you have to save the nizik. So he says, let's say, I don't like this student. That's Mechonga Machzaris. When he was in my class, he gave me a lot of trouble. He was always raiding me. And now he's holding me by a shidduch, and the girl's family calls up, and I can finally take the karma from him. I have Hanoa now. It's taka terrible shidduch for the girl. It's terrible. It's still the Zelba Meshugana that he always was. But it's a kitzel near. I have Hanoa now that I'm finally getting even with him. I'm going to tell him. So the Chavetz Chaim says, you're not allowed to, because Lemaisi, you're telling Lashon Hara. You are being mazik the guy, but L'Tayelus L'Habo, you're supposed to. You have a heter and you have a chiyuv. Even if they don't ask you, you have a chiyuv to save the girl from falling in. But the one who is allowed to and is obligated to do it shouldn't do it.
If you don't do it,
you fall. So you gotta straighten out your attitude before you speak to the girl's family to make sure that you don't have any personal hanoah from it. He says if you get personal hanoah, then the heter doesn't apply. Right? Whenever you're violating an aver, but you're doing aver lishmo, so then it has to be lishmo. Then it has to be lishmo. So that's the Netziv's chiddush. The Netziv claims when the steer between the two gemaras, whether the olam yasagana matar mitzvah shloris on betoch shelo lishmo bo lishmo, then the gemara says you're not allowed to learn Torah shelo lishmo. So the Netziv says he thinks the teretz of the kasha is to learn vasishteit shelo lishmo, that's permissible. To be mechadish shelo lishmo, that's not allowed. That's not permissible. There is a discussion, the Egle Tal is a sefer on Melechah Shabbos, and the Lamed Tes Avos Melachos by the Avnei Nezer, by the Chassidish Rebbe. They say, but Rab Chaim saw the sefer, he didn't know who the author was. And it's a knockout sefer, he said, yes, who is Mechaber the sefer? They told him, Apoilash Chassidish Rebbe, he couldn't believe it. Yeah, Chassidish Rebbe, he couldn't believe it. So in the Hakdomah to the Egle Tal, he discusses, I forgot he has a Hakdom and he has a Psicha. I forgot which is which. And one of the two introductions to the Sefer. Huh? Egle Tal. The Sochet Shavar Rebbe. Rabbi Avraham Ola Sochet Shavar. Bornstein. His name is Bornstein. So they have his descendants are now Sochet Shavar Rebbe. Now it's Yisrael. So the Egle Tal and Hakdom has a Kasha that he effect Azoi. The Gemara has a Machlokes Hatanoim, a Brochus, and a Psochem, and different Mesichtes. But a mitzvah sichas kavana, a mitzvah saint sichas kavana, and the Shulchan Aruch there are different opinions. Yes, no, maybe there are the rabbanon different opinions how we should task him. But a mitzvah sichas kavana, a mitzvah saint sichas kavana. So, effect akasha, how can the Gemara say the psochim dafnun aboid mekaymus that the oil of miyasek got a matter of mitzvah shalol lishma is not so bad to do shalol lishma, but if your mitzvah sichas kavana felt in kavana, if he's going to do shalol lishma felt in kavana. But the Gemara sounds like it says he can do the mitzvah shalom d'shmo, and it's okay. How can it be okay if you all mitzvah sichas kavan? So Rav Soloveitchik, the Rav said on this kasha, he said, "Came on this gehet that anybody asked that kasha. You forgot? He's never heard that anybody. Why not? Yes, because it's not a kasha." He said, "The words mean two different things. Lishma means what motivated me to do it. Kavana means do I realize that I'm doing a mitzvah? So let's say the guy knows there's a mitzvah to learn Torah. What motivated him to learn Torah is in order to be a big knacker. Everybody should be mechabed him. He wants covered. He's hungry for covered. So he get covered from davening in the front, from shuffling by the davening, from learning a lot. He's out for covered. If he would live on a desert island, there wouldn't be anybody there. He wouldn't daven, he wouldn't shuckle, he wouldn't learn. He only does all the mitzvahs, shalol lishma. So what motivates him to do the mitzvah, the motivation is not pure, that's shalol lishma. But he has kavana, he knows he's doing a mitzvah, he has kavana lotzis. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, he didn't see what the contradiction was. He didn't see that there was a kasha. He said, he never heard that anybody asked that kasha. But the Egle Tal somehow considers this a kasha. Rav Lezer Shach writes like that also, just by Havlo. He doesn't quote that the Egle Tal asked the kasha. On this Rambam Perek Gimel, he has a lot of difficulties on the Rambam here, on this Perek of Agarata, and the Rambam. So he just writes in the middle of the paragraph by Havlo that these are two different things. So lo v'shmo, mitzvah zichas kavanah, I've already learned it the way the Rav said. He didn't see any connection. But so the Egle Tal asked this kasha, so he claims that there are two girsas in the Gemara. The girsa, the way we have in the Gemara is Leolagasakara Matara Uva Mitzvah Shalol Lishma Shemitoch Shalol Lishma Bo Lishma. He thinks that the Rambam had a different girsa, because the Rambam writes over here in Halacha Hey, Peregim Halacha Hey, Talmatar Leolam Yasakara Matara Bein Lishma Bein Shalol Lishma Shemitoch Shalol Lishma Bo Lishma. And the Rambam writes it Kilo, it only applies to Torah. The Rambam writes like this Halacha Hey, very striking, strange Rambam. That's a Gemara. After a person dies and he goes to the Bezen Shalmaila for judgment, you're going to review his whole life to determine whether he did mitzvahs averis, whether he deserves tara or einish or whatever. So the first thing they judge on is on Talmud. And afterwards, ashar kol ha'maisim. Afterwards, they judge the rest of his activities, his actions, whether he did right or wrong. That's a Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Zayin. The Gemara learns it out from a apostle. That's what Tesis there, Frek Takasha, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, and the Gemara has a famous memra that when you go to the Bezen Shalmaida, the Gemara lists off the first six questions that they ask you. So the first question they ask you is Nasasim and Asata Bemuna, whether you dealt in business honestly. And the second question is Kavaita Itim Later. That's the second question. Whether Kavaita, where your Kaveya Itim Later. But the first question is Nasasim and Asata Bemuna. So Taisis Matat Tzach Taisis gives a few answers what the Teretz is to the Kash. So they quote from the Rebbe Reb Shmelke, Chassidish Rebbe, that's the brother of the Haflor. They're both Chassidish. The Haflor became a rabbi in Frankfurt. Through a combination of humorous circumstances. But it was Achsidish also, Gman Achsidish Rem. So the Rebbe Rab Shmuel, can they quote other Gedolim by the Snagdish also, they said, if you look in the Gemara there, in Masechah Shabbos, Daf Laman Aleph, if you have two members, one after the other. The second member of the Gemara says, commenting on the Pasuk in Yishai, Behoi Amudis Etech Achois Yishluos Kachmas Vadas, Yiras Hashem Hi Yitzoro. So the Gemara says that that Pasuk is the basis for the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. Behoi Emunas, is a reference to Zroim. Itecha is a reference to Moyed. Choysen is a reference to Noshim. Yeshuas is Nezikin. Sayyidi Yeshuas and Nezikin. Koch Maladas is Kochim and Taris. The Memer right before it says that there are six questions that they ask you in the Olam Hormuz. So if you look carefully, the six questions are, did you learn Zroim? Did you learn Moyed? Did you learn Noshim? Did you learn Nezikin? Did you learn Kochim? Did you learn Taris? That's what it says. The first question is, Anasas Anasata Be'emuna. Emunas is Zroim. The second question is Kavaita Itim Later, did you learn Moed? Itecho is Moed. The next question is Asakta the Piri Verivia, doesn't mean that you have children, it means did you learn Noshim? You don't say the Noshim. Then it's the next question is Nzikin, see Pisa Li Yeshua, because that's Yeshua's. Then it says Pilpalta Bechachma, that's Chachma. And then Das, I forgot, Chapta Das or something, so that's what they quote from the Rebbe Rav Shmelke, from other Rabbonim also. They have it on the side of Dan Yankiv, they have it printed. And another swam have it, that the six, the two members, one after the other, are a repeat, they correspond. So all the six questions are about the Shishi Sidri Mishnah, and Trinas Dina Shalodam is taku all on the Retor. It doesn't mean that you deal honestly in business. Did you learn all the Shishi Sidri Mishnah? That's how they say. So the Rambam quotes this memory from the Gemara. Trinas Dina Shalodam ain't on the Nerala Talmud, and Limana Terabacha Kacha Sharam Isim. Then they judge him for everything else that he did. Lefichach Omru Chachamim, therefore, so very strange. But I'll call upon him, it sounds from the Rambam, whatever the Tlius is, why this is totally Zebzeh. He's the whole Perek Gimel, he's in the middle of Hilchas Talmud Torah here. And he says, Chimaz Dina Shalad Mein Anidinah Divrei Torah. And he says, Leficha Chomer Chachomer, because Chimaz Dina Shalad Mein Divrei Torah. That's why they said Liyolim Yasakana Matara Ben Lishma Ben Shalodishma. So clearly the Eglit Tal says the Rambam had the Girsa only Batera, not Batera Ubi Mitzvah. It is telling you that this is a unique feature in Limud HaTorah, that Chilas Dina Shalodim is Al Divrei Torah. So then he has to finish off Leficha Chamach HaFamim Liyolim Yasakana Matara, not Batera Mitzvah. So the Eglit Tal says the Rambam's Girsa in the Gemara was Batera, he didn't have Batera Mitzvah. So he claims that this Farenfa is the Kasha that he is. The Gletal and the Hagdama is Takasha. How can you do a mitzvah Shalal Dishma? You're going to do Shalal Dishma, so it's lacking. If you hold mitzvah Sichas Kavana, so you won't be out to the mitzvah. So he says that, but the Rishonim say that let's say you eat matzah, Shalal Dishma, then you'll be out say because he gets Hanoi. Whenever you get Hanoi, the Ran in Rosh Hashanah, in the third parak in Rosh Hashanah says that just like Misasik, Bachalom Ma'is Chayb, Shikain Nehenna, because you get Hanoi. So the Ran applies it, Chalom HaRais is regarding an Isser. If a person does an Aver, B'Shegig has to bring a Chatas. If he does an Aver, B'Misasik, he didn't even realize the Chalav, what he was doing doesn't have to bring a Chatas. What about Misasik B'Chalav and B'Rais, B'Bias HaSuris, B'Macholos HaSuris? So since you came to Hene, so the Maisa relates to him, even though he's Legamer Misasik. So the Ran applies that to mitzvahs. A person does a mitzvah, and he doesn't even realize, he doesn't have a mind to do the mitzvah. He doesn't have kavanah latzeis, and then the Ran holds you're not yotzei the mitzvah. But if it's a kesher kenehane, he's eating shalashudas, he's eating matzah, whatever, even though he didn't have in mind the shame mitzvah. But since he kenehane, so that makes it into a mitzvah. So that's what the Eglei Tal accepts that Ran, and he says that that's the teretz on the Rambam. The Rambam had the girus in the Gemara liolim asakara matoira, not batoira the mitzvahs. And in liman atoira, there's always hanor. Yeah, if you learn by the Eglei Tal. If you learn by the Sachat Shabbat, he used to get, they described the people after the war. They had people who wrote over their Zichreides from Noah Gedolim, So they say by the Sochet Shavar in his yeshiva, he started the shiur after 9:30 in the morning. He went for 6 hours straight, and the whole base medrash was kachin zach. He said a shtickle turn. They were digging zach, and they were bringing rias from shas and from poskim and from everything. So it was levedik fail for 6 hours straight. Six, seven hours. This the god had the biggest heads in Poland. They all came to learn by him. The young people, the old, they were elite. So it was Lebedik Freilich. The shiur was gewaldik. They had hanor. So he says, you can learn Torah shalol lishma. Hi, mitzvah tzichas kavani. No, she came to henna. When you learn Torah, you get hanor. And that's what some rishonim say. Rav Gifter, Zichron Levracha, has in his collection of drushas that he gave in the yeshiva. It tells the yeshivas he has a whole drusha. Where he found some Rav Shlomim ben Ahor on the door. He was very fond of mentioning this Pirish of Shlomim ben Ahor, that he writes that it's an Iker in Liban HaTorah that you should have Hanoah. Not Stam, it's coincidental. No. To the extent that you have Hanoah, to that extent you yotze the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. If a person learns Torah and he doesn't enjoy it, felt him in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. You have to enjoy the Torah that you learn. So that's what the Sochet Shavar says in this Rambam, because it's supposed to be Misam Chilev. If it's not Misam Chilev, it's a simit that there's something wrong with the learning. If a person finds the learning a drudgery, it's boring and he doesn't enjoy it and he doesn't gain pleasure from it, that means that he's not learning correctly. So that's what the Egle Tal says, that if the person is learning Ima Shalor Lishma means Bali Kavona, that's problematic why he made that equation, but that's what he thinks. So he says, even though it's Bali Kavona, but since Shekei Nehene, so then you yotze. But the Rambam wouldn't say it by mitzvahs. The Rambam is mashma that he only holds like this by Torah, not by mitzvahs. That's the Egle Tal. Ablezer Shach doesn't mention any of this. As a shtickle on this Rambam, he thinks that that's against the Gemara. To say that there's a different girsa in the Gemara, the Torah only, not the Torah mitzvah, says against an offer in the Gemara in Harius. The Gemara applies it the Farish to mitzvahs, not only to Talmud Torah. It's not just one mimer in Psochim and another Mesichtas, you can change the girsa. The Gemara applies it explicitly to mitzvahs, doing mitzvah shalol lishma, bitoch shalol lishma, bo lishma. Doesn't only apply to Torah. So how do you read this Rambam? This Rambam is peladik halacha. He says tchinas dinu shaladim ena nidin and ala Talmud, and tchinas dinu shaladim ala divetar. Ve'achakach al shar ma'isav lefichach amru chachamim leyolam yasakar matar shalol lishma shemitoch shalol lishma bo lishma. How can it be? But that Maimon Chazal goes on Torah and mitzvahs. How is that lefichach amru chacham? Very strange. So Blazer Shach suggests in his sefer, he admits himself it's a little questionable. He says this Leficha Chama Chachamim doesn't only go on Halacha Hei. He says it goes on all of the first five halachas that the Rambam said. The Rambam says you have to be mechabed a Talmud Chacham more than a Kohen Gadol, even if the Talmud Chacham is a mamzer. It's the Gemara in the last daf in Harius. Mamzer Talmud Chacham Kohen Kohen Gadol Amaretz. The context there, two people are drowning in the ocean. You can only save one or the other. So whom do you save first? So the Gemara says he saved the mamzer Talmud Chacham, as opposed to the Kohen Gadol, Am Ha'aretz. Because the Talmud Chacham is always kaidim to everybody else. We need Talmid HaChachamim more than Kohanim Gadolim. So the Rambam meant to say the Mamz of Talmud Chacham is kaidim Kohen Gadol Am Ha'aretz, even if he's learning Torah Shalor Lishma. Then the Rambam has Halacha Gimel. The Talmud Torah is so important, let's say there's a Hasana, there's a Sheva Brachas, a Levaya, a Hapkanah or something. And they're going with a van, and the van has 100 seats. And the Talmud Chacham can go, but if the Talmud Chacham will stay behind, they're going to have a full van anyway. They're going to get their lady gay. They're going to get other people to go. So should Talmud Chacham go or not? So let's say if it's Leil Pesach and you have to say the Haggadah, everybody has to say the Haggadah. Everybody has to eat matzah. Everybody has to shake lulav. Everybody has to dab mincha marvin sel svira. Everybody has to do the mitzvah. So I can't say I'm going to sit and learn and I won't perform the mitzvah. You're mechuyev to do the mitzvah. If you're talking about an asik, 100 people are going to go to the chasana, no more, there's only room for 100 people. So if by my going I'll be misamech the chasana in such a way that if you have 100 talmidim it won't be misamech, so I'll be doing something a mitzvah she'yef shalakai ma'ideach erit, only I can be misamech the chasana by my attending. He's not going to be so happy by the others attending. But if you're talking about a demonstration in front of the United Nations, it doesn't matter whether I go or someone else goes, they need bodies. So if they have 100 people without me, so I shouldn't go. That's what the Rambam quotes the Gemara. So the question is, I understand that if he's learning Torah Lishma. What if he's not such a... He knows himself he doesn't learn Torah Lishma. He learns Shalor Lishma. Would you say in such a case that the Talmud Torah takes precedence to the mitzvahs or not? So the Rambam says, in all of the things, Keser Torah is greater than Keser Kuna, Keser Malchus. What about this Keser Torah? That a person who learns Torah, has the Keser Torah, it affects him. And his Chashivus is greater than that of Keser Kuna, Keser Malchus. What if he's learning Torah Shalo Lishma? So on all of these, the Rambam says, Lefi Chacham HaChamim, Liolam Yasub Karam HaTorah, Bein Lishma, Bein Shalo Lishma, Tel Shalo Lishma, Bo Lishma. He goes on all of the cases, but we say that there's a Chashivus to Liman HaTorah. It applies even if you learn Shalo Lishma. The Keser Torah is Olal Gabein, even if you learn Shalo Lishma. And the Mamiz of Tamach Chacham is Koyin Gerim Gadol HaMartz, even if the Tamach Chacham is learning Shalo Lishma. And the Talmud Torah is connected to the Nidin Shalom. The Shema doesn't only go on Tchilas Dina Shalom, and on Nidin Al Adibar Torah. He writes, Lefi Chachom Chachomim and Alach Hei, it doesn't really go. The end of Alach Hei doesn't relate to the beginning of Alach Hei. He thinks Lefi Chachom Chachomim is going on everything in the Perek. That he said until now that the Hashivas of Talmud Torah even applies if the individual is learning the Torah Shalom the Shema. Of course, it's preferable, it's much more pure if the person is learning Lishma. But even if he learns Shalom Lishma, it also has that Chashivas. And Baal Hashanah talks about that also. What do you mean, Mitoch Shalom Lishma, Baal Lishma? So he says, Pasha, let's say a person is very arrogant, and he's learning Torah Shalom Lishma. Or he wants to daven up in the front. If he would be on a desert island, he wouldn't have davened at all. But because he davens in the shul and he wants to get covered, he davens up in the front and he davens Shteta, Langishman, Esrin, and Shokol, Tasach, and everything. He puts on a show in order to get covered from the others. But Sof Kosof, he's davening. He is davening. So even though Shalom Lishma, it's also good. So what does it mean, Torah Shalom Lishma, Baal Lishma? So Rav Chaim Volozhin says, what do you mean when he learns, let's say, for 3 hours, 2-3 hours straight? Every minute is Shalom Lishma. Come on. In the middle, it's going to be a couple of minutes that it's going to be the Shema. The guy davens in the front. So he puts on the talus and he puts an act on and he starts shuckling. A lot of it is Shalom Lishma. But in the middle, a couple of minutes are going to be in the Shema. So he says, whenever you do a long activity, Shalom Lishma, there's always going to be a little bit where he's not going to have the shtick, the Shalom Lishma. Some of it is going to be Lishma. There's always some of it is always going to be Lishma. Okay.
Very good. Good.
Okay. Abchaim Balozhin also has, by the Hasidim, this whole Shah Dalit is to attack the Hasidim. So he complains, this part is not only Hasidim. When he founded the Balozhin Yeshiva, they didn't even have Shasim. The Bata Midrashim didn't have Gemaras. They had to start printing. They sent out a letter to all the shuls. They have a copy of the Kol Torah, the letter that they sent to all the communities pleading with them, can you donate Gemaras? We don't even have a Shas. There were many communities, but they didn't have a whole Shas. They say that Rav Soloveitchik used to tell over, he was fond of telling over the story, where Rav Yitzchak Ohono was a rov in a little village. He got ready where he was first, before he came to Kovna. So he was first rov in a little village, and then one of the Anim, it used to be Jewish Anim who would travel from one community to the other just to take Nedovis. They would sleep over in the shul in the Hegdish. So one of the Anim told Rabbi Yitzchak Ohono, you never make it big unless you get Snicha from the Mishkanes Yankel, from Rabbi Yankel Kalim. So he put a bug into his head, and after months he decided he's going to go to Kalim to get Snicha from Rabbi Yankel Kalim. So when he came, Rabbi Yitzchak Ohono finally arrived there, he came to the Beis Medrash David Mincha Marv, he found a Gemara Zvachim that he never saw in his life. He never saw a Gemara Zvachim before in his life. So he stayed up all night learning from the beginning of Zvachim. The first couple of Alad had such anoah. So the next morning, they davened Shachris in the shul. And after Shachris, there was a Psashaylan at Yet. And Rabbi Yankel Kalina was discussing it. So he, Rabbi Yitzchak Ohono, piped up. There's a Tosfos in the beginning of Zvachim that says XYZ. The Gemara beginning of Zvachim talks about Shechtin Karbonis Lishma and writing Gittin Lishma. That what's the din of stoma? You shech the carbon stoma, stoma the shma, stoma the not the shma. So there's a gemara where the Pesach discussed. So he made such a nice impression. So Rabbi Yankel Kalina gave him shalom aleichem, and he said, "What you come for?" He said, "He came to get smicha." Oh, so right away he knew he was going to give the guy smicha. So then he told him afterwards, "No, it's the first time in his life that he ever saw the gemara zvachim." So when he saw it last night, he stayed up all night. He had hanor from learning zvachim. So Rabbi Chaim Balozhin complains that there are communities but they don't have any svarim of Gemara Shulchan Aruch, they just have Musa svar. They sit and they learn Musa all day and all night instead of learning Gemara, instead of learning Poskim, they learn Musa. So he says Musa is akuta zach. The Rishonim wrote the Sifrei Musa, but he quotes that Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara says Musa techa chos and shos chachmas vadas. That's all the Shishin Sifrei Mishnah. And Musa techa chos and shos chachmas vadas. the sixth, then it says Yiras Hashem he Yitzorah. So the Brisa concludes, and he quotes the Zohar, says the same, that if the person has Yiras Hamayim, that's like the Oitzor that will enable him to contain all of the Talmud Torah that he has. To the extent that an individual has Yiras Hamayim, to that extent he will be able to absorb and to retain Talmud Torah. That's like we daven when we say Rish Chodesh Benchen, so we say Chaim Sheyesh Ben Yiras Hamayim and Chaim Sheyesh Ben Limud HaTorah. The more Yiras Hamayim a person has, so the more Limud HaTorah can have. So he says, let's say a farmer plans to have a lot of tefuah growing in his field. So he builds himself a big silo in order to put all the tefuah, so gevaldik. What if he's busy? He's so busy building such a gigantic silo, he doesn't have any time to harvest the tefuah. But the blood mid garnished. What does it help? He made a big base oitzer, but he has nothing to put into the oitzer. So he has to go with seichel. You have to try to make a large enough base oitzer to accommodate a lot of tefuah. But if you're so busy doing the oitzer, it doesn't have a shame oitzer if you don't put anything in it. So he complains about those who are so makbid on the sefer musar and the sefer yira. They're so medactic to learn sefer musar and sefer yira. They have a big base oitzer, but they have nothing in it. So ladik, it's not called a base oitzer. So he knocks it. That's why in Valojin they didn't go for the Musa. When they introduced the Musa movement in the beginning, so they said, we don't need the Musa. They said, the Musa comes, the Yerushalayim comes from learning the Gemara. So if a person wants to stand 5 minutes before the Seder and 5 minutes in the middle of the Seder, here and there, okay, to recharge his batteries, to mechazik himself a little bit of Musa, okay, you need Yerushalayim in order to retain the Liman HaTorah. That's the base answer. But to spend all the time on the Yerushalayim and no time on the learning, that's Teignish. Let me just close the tour in the Shulchan Aruch quote in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, that when we get an aliyah, so the bracha that we say, bracha before Hashem, bracha banu, and after we say Hashem Nasalana Torah, Semes Chayyana Manata B'Sachenu. So what are those two phrases? Hashem Nasalana Torah Semes, Chayyana Manata B'Sachenu. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the tour, Nasalana Torah Semes refers to Torah Shebichzav. Psukim and Mishle like that, that Torah is described as Emes. Many psukim like that, Torah is described as Emes. Is an allusion to Torah Shebal Peh. So the tour and the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch quote, as the Gemara in the beginning of Chagigah, the Gemara says that when the what do you mean Torah Shebal Peh? Means the Torah Shebal Peh where there's rabbinic input. The Rabbanu Shalom gave the Chachamim Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Pem that they should be able to develop the Torah further. They should be able to figure out all the details regarding all of the mitzvahs. The Chumash only has a bare outline of each one of the Tayag mitzvahs. Mamish, a skeleton description of a mitzvah. You have to know how to read in between the lines in order to fatten up the description, in order to know what the rest of the story is. So there's much rabbinic input in reading in between the lines. So that's called Chayei Olam Nata B'Sachena, like in a tea. Like when you plant the tree and it grows and it grows and it grows and it grows, much bigger. The Gemara has the Agarita that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu an image, like a video of what's going to be at when Rabbi Akiva is going to give a shir. So Moshe Rabbeinu had a chalisha sadas. He didn't understand the chlal. What's going on over here? That's not the Torah that I was given. He thought that it's a total distortion of the Torah. He never heard of these things. And then one of the Talmidim asked Rabbi Akiva, where do you get this from? So Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's all Allah and Moshe Messina. So he understood from that response that not that Rabbi Akiva is distorting the Torah, he's replacing it, that the Torah was like an etiyah. The Gemara says, like the beginning of Chagigah, the Torah keeps on growing and growing and developing over the centuries and over the millennia. The Torah keeps on developing more and more, and everything is contained, everything is included in what was originally given. So that's called Chayei Olam, not a Besachem, in order to make the Torah into a Torah Schayim, that it should be able to deal with contemporary issues. So the Baruch Hashem didn't just give everything B'Ksav. If he would have given B'Ksav, he wouldn't be able to apply to modern circumstances. It's up to the Chachamim in every generation to develop the Torah, to develop the Halacha in such a way that the Torah should apply to all of the modern instances. That's a Loshen in the Masecha Sofrim. Has a Loshen, Ilu Nitna Torah Chatucho, if the Torah would have been given everything black on white, Biksav, like etched in stone, so then it says a Loshen in the Masecha Sofrim, there wouldn't be any room for a Moira Harua to negotiate, to paskin anything. What do you mean? What is that din, Abor? Abor Bishisom, what has it got to do with Avna Sakina Masoi? No, but they're told this to the others. You have to touch up what are the others and what are the told us. Does it have the same kunis as the others? Kolatar Kuba is like that. There's Ruba, the Ruba of the Torah Shebal Peh are what we call Divrei Sofrim, where there was rabbinic input and the Chachamim developed the nature of the Dinim, and they wrote Dinim Deraisa. So So that's what we refer to as Chayei Olam, not the Besachim. That's the Netiya that keeps on growing and growing.
Amen.